Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hello and welcome to Those Working Fangirls, where we talk all things book, movie, TV, pop culture, fandom, and how they integrate into our adult lives. My name's Christine, and I said that from memory.
And I'm Natasha, and you got it wrong.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Book, movie, fan... Oh, I know.
No, I said it right. I said book, movie... I said it right. It rolled right off the tongue.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Those Working Fangirls, where we talk all things nerdy, pop, culture, book,
movie, you're fandoms. Messing it up. You're doing it wrong. My name's Christine.
I'm Natasha.
And today is our Book Con special episode. We have the episode... that was recorded at BookCon, and it will be attached to this. But we are going to preamble with our story time about BookCon, because it only recorded 27 minutes.
No, it recorded 37 minutes.
37 minutes.
Visually.
A mess, and we'll get to why. There's been a lot of hate online about BookCon, and I feel like a lot of the anger is kind of just to be angry.
You know, I do think the algorithm loves hate, and they love people interacting with hate.
Everyone loves to shit on things and
get down on things.
But I think in general, we had a great time at BookCon.
Yeah. Like, we had a great time. With disclaimer, we were guests and we had a job to do at the con, but I was extremely happy with, like, I mean, there were so many indie authors. There were so many booths and so many fun things to look at.
The indie authors did really well.
They did really well.
Sold a lot of books.
A lot.
But in general, like, we had a great time. It was so nostalgic. Of course, yes, mm-hmm. We were guests at the con, but we still walked the floor. We went upstairs. We walked all around, and we, you know, experienced the con as well, mm-hmm. as doing the con as guests.
Convention goers.
So with that being said, like, that's my overall vibe. Had an amazing time. Of course, like, this is its first time back in 7 years, and they're doing the con differently, and it's in a different part of the Javits Center. And like, there are things that could be improved upon. Like, there are kinks that need to be worked out. And in our story time, we will explain, like, some of the kinks. Because that led to our messy recording. Mm-hmm. But, like, we saw so many people we haven't seen in so long. And, like, the community aspect of these conferences is the best part. Everyone is so – who is in attendance is – so warm and welcoming and excited to be there and talk about books and just, like, submerge themselves in this thing that we're all uber into, books and fandom.
Yes.
Which is, like, glorious. So the first day was Saturday, and that was the day we had all of our stuff. Mm-hmm. And start off with Natasha's outfit having a malfunction. How exactly did this happen?
Well, so, you know, this is the first time I'm at BookCon now where
you're making clothes.
I can make stuff. And so, like, yeah, I kind of wanted to, like, come in with a cute fit that I've made. And so, like, Christine was coming in with this outfit, and I love fun pants. Like, I've decided I do like fun pants, and I'm not scared of them anymore. So I really wanted to make fun pants. And so I had in my head I was going to make pants. I'd never made pants before. And I was like, I'm going to do a corset. I'm going to do like some cute little like palazzo pants. It's going to happen. And, you know, I kind of kill myself to make these things last minute because I have other things that are going on. And anyways, I just kind of went for it and I didn't like lock the stitches. The fit was all kind of wrong and whatever. Yeah. So that morning,
I mean, it was your first time doing pants. There's a learning curve.
Yeah, I just wish I made a fucking skirt. I would have been done a lot quicker, and I wouldn't have split any seams. But yeah, I got the pants on, got the fit on, went downstairs at Christine's mom's house and bent over. And it was like a tiny little pop, but I was like, I can't risk this. And like, I was smart enough to bring a backup pair of pants because I was like, what if I don't like these pants? And yeah, so I wore these like hot pink pants. So that was the start of our morning.
Yeah, but like all in all, well, I had coffee.
Yeah.
In the morning, which I don't do because I know it upsets my stomach. And oh. Then of course, and I'm like, am I going to have to go to the bathroom because of this stupid fucking coffee? And then I couldn't. And then of course we're on our way to the bus station and I'm like, oh shit, I'm going to die. So we had to stop at Target. I had to run in and use their restroom and run out. But it's fine. We still, like, we planned to get in at 12 so that we could be late. Like, I said we had to be in by 12 so that we could be in by 2. Like, that was my internal plan. And we were in by 1:30. So,
hey.
It was fine. But yeah, so
we had so much shit we were like lugging in from New Jersey.
This is the thing. Like, it's not like when we're doing a regular panel, we're doing a podcast. Mm-hmm. So Natasha has the giant camera. We have like two bags of fucking postcards, 200 postcards. They're so fucking heavy. Okay. Mm-hmm. I have my laptop.
iPad.
On top of that, we've got like all of our regular vlogging cameras and like just tons of shit. Okay, I've got a book to put on display, a display holder. We have a
heavy ass tripod.
Oh my God, multiple tripods. We've got the heavy ass tripod for the camera. We've got a tripod for the phone. We've got everything. Okay, I've got a massive brick to charge shit if we need to charge shit.
I got all the cords. Any cord that you need, so I have.
So many things, okay? So our backpacks, my backpack, Natasha's bag, heavy as fuck.
Yeah.
My mom and Larry are helping us carry stuff in their bags. Like, my mom's got Natasha's spare shoes. Oh, like, yeah. Larry, I think, got our postcards. Like, my backpack was still so heavy that, like, my back was hurting so much that I had to just, like, hold it sometimes, and that was really hard. Anyway, so that's what we're coming in with. And okay, so to preamble, also, like, we talked to the people who run BookCon ahead of time. They asked us like what kind of setup we want. They asked us, like, they were like, we're going to be recording it, so we'll give you the file after. So that was like, that's great. We don't have to worry about that. And so we could have had even more equipment. We were bringing in, but we didn't. So we get there and, like, what was the first thing we did? We went upstairs.
We took pictures
and we were doing our Hannah Montana book talk and the night changes TikTok, and we had a bunch of Starbucks stuff to eat for lunch.
There was only Starbucks there.
Yeah. Oh, but we did go upstairs to try to look at the floor, and it was, so this upstairs is the new section. Like, I don't, if you were here back in the olden days where we used to take these really beautiful photo shoots, like in 2017, 2016 with the city in the background, in 2014, like all the way back to there, that spot is where they built this extension of the Javits Center.
Yeah.
So that's where this whole building is. So that spot doesn't exist anymore. It used to be this really like open spot that looked on the city that was our photo spot. They love to take our photo spots at places and turn them into extensions. They did the same thing at VidCon with our BookTube Hill.
Yeah, the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And but we walked in and it was like so dead.
No, okay. When we walk, okay, wait, no. The Javits Center, we walked in and we're like, where is everybody at 1:30? And Natasha's like, it's dead. And I was like, that can't be. And it was just empty. We're like, is nobody here? But then we walked by like the down escalator and you could see into like the Indy Alley area and it is just like so dense with people. Yeah. And then we went upstairs to the new area, and that's where like the all the publishers' booths were and like the BookCon shop where you could get merch and stuff. And so we went into there and it was so dense and overwhelming that we kind of just turned around again and left after taking pictures with Jason.
We're
like, Will.
No, we're done.
We're like, we can't handle this right now. We need to eat. That was before we ate.
But like it used like it BookCon and BEA Expo or Book Expo America used to take up that main floor of Javits, and they would have all the big posters in the lobby area.
Well, yeah, let's for people who have never been to Javits, it's enormous, and like the con floor where like New York Comic Con is and stuff is huge, like way bigger than the areas that they had blocked off for this BookCon, and they used to have that for BookCon. But like it was still blocked off a little bit, I think, at least the first year of BookCon. I think that's why like BookCon 2014 was insane, because they didn't have a big enough space up there either. I think like they're testing the waters again in terms of like the people coming to BookCon and
new people on it.
But yeah, that first year of BookCon in 2014 was batshit. We couldn't even get to the BookTube meetup. And
I thought you went in 2013 though.
No, 2013 didn't have BookCon. It didn't exist.
Oh, got it.
2013 was just Book Expo America. And like, I think people also forget that was where it was. I mean, when you see it on video and you're not there, maybe you don't remember that like that was an industry event. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's like so open, and that's why like people are getting ARCs, because they're part of the industry and they're part of selling these books.
Yes.
And
so like, and I feel like we had to explain that a few times to people. Like BEA was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yes.
And you could only get in if you were part of the industry, and that means like librarians, booksellers, indie bookstores, bloggers, anyone a part of the press.
Bloggers, press. Yeah. And we were there as bloggers/press. Because of our BookTube channels and such. Mm-hmm. But like, that's why we got those ARCs and such. People saying that like the ARC drops were crazy at BookCon, the ARC drops have always been crazy at BookCon. And like, I don't think, if you weren't there, you don't know the scope of how big. Nothing book wise has ever been as big as BookCon. Mm-hmm. It's not a festival. It is like Comic-Con for books. Yeah. All books. And like the guests that they're bringing are huge. Like they're bringing in these huge names that are like bringing in so many people. So it's a different environment than any of these other cons. And I think a lot of people weren't expecting that. Like there were 25,000 people there.
Yeah.
And it was a small section of Javits that was being used.
Yeah.
The wall where we take our photos that day where we were looking to take photos was blocked off with a bunch of cranes and shit. I was like, did they put that there so we couldn't take our pictures?
I saw they were like, Michael the Book Lion and Emma, they found...
Yeah, they found that maybe the next day the wall was open.
I guess so.
I don't know, or later on, or I don't know, but it had shit in front of it. When we went to look. But anyway, so we had Starbucks, and then Kelsey met us, and like it was so fun to hang out with Kelsey. Mm-hmm. And we made some videos.
Kelsey Dangerous,
friend of the pod. She was on the ACOTAR episode where we pretended we were Tamlin and what would we do in his shoes. Mm-hmm. It was very fun. And yeah, so it was time for our signing. Now, this is something that I feel like I should have flagged, even though I was just happy that they were giving us a signing.
Yeah.
And that's why I didn't. But our signing was before our panel because the signing area was going to be closed by the time our panel was over. Mm-hmm. So for next time, I wish they would put the signing the next day, on Sunday, because first of all, it's just bad marketing because people come to the panel that don't know you and then they get to know you and then like they want to get the book or they want to come meet you and afterward and they can't because they missed the signing already. And then second of all, we had to talk to people for an hour and a half straight, mm-hmm. right before having to be like completely on for our panel, which is just like, it's not good.
Not conducive. Like
conducive to your energy.
The room was very loud and there's, you know, it's just filled with people. It's down where
the autographing room.
Yeah. Yeah. It's down where Indie Alley was.
And we were very far from them. So you really had to be like projecting your voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that starts at 4:30. We're like, we get down there, we get into place, and there was no one also to like monitor our line. Yeah. I didn't see this happening. I think they only had people monitoring the lines for like the authors they had ticketed.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a huge line. There were so many people, wonderful people there, like waiting for things to get signed. And there was no one to cut it off. And like, I think my agent was there and I think she was helping and she ended up cutting off the line, but there was no like official person there. And because of that, we didn't have it cut off on time. It was supposed to cut at 5:30, but of course we're not going to cut anyone off. We want to meet everyone. And if we had the signing after, I would have just stayed to talk to everyone. Cause a lot of people after.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Afterward, we're like, we got cut off from your line and blah, 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 blah. And that was upsetting to hear because I don't want anyone to get cut off. We're here.
I know.
To talk to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so come 5:40, 5:45, we do the last person. We're like rushing through because now we're like, we're going to be late for our panel. Fuck. And we get out of there, we're in the basement and our panel is on the fourth floor and you're going through, it's not like a regular jet through the hallways. There is a mass of people to go through to get to every place.
And there's only one escalator going up
and
broken. Yeah.
And we have a ton of shit we're lugging with us. Okay, so we get to the fourth floor and like Natasha goes to the room because I have to pee. So I'm sprinting with my backpack. Wait, no, I give my backpack to Larry. I'm sprinting to the bathroom. And Natasha gets to the room first. What's your experience getting to the room?
So like I'm hurrying along. I'm trying to get to the room. And I'm like, okay, where is it? Of course, it's at the end of the fucking hall.
It's the way opposite of the elevator and the escalator.
There's like a, like people are like snaking around the side and the attendant, I'm trying to get through and I see Julie sitting up on the stage and she's waved to me and I waved at her and then I hear the guy, the attendant being like, folks, we only have like 10 more seats left. So I don't know if everyone's going to be able to get into this panel. And I'm like, I'm on the panel. So I need to get in there. And he's like, oh, yeah, go in. And I'm like, okay, thanks. So, like, I go in frazzled, sweating.
We are so sweaty because I think the last, like, half an hour of our signing, I knew this was going to happen. Mm-hmm. Like, we, and again, we're trying to be like, we want to be on for everybody. We want to talk to everybody. And we're like, we're, I'm just sensing our energy dwindling in the signing line.
I was so concerned that we were going to be late, and we knew we had to set up the podcast. It's not like a regular panel that you can just walk on the stage and sit in your seat. No, it's like I had to get the recording device. I had to set up the camera. Got to pull out the tripod.
I had to get the music.
Yeah, I gotta get the remote battery stuck in there. Got to figure out where the fucking camera is gonna go.
Got to hook up the music to the computer, like to the speaker system. It was just like so much stuff, and we had zero time. Like I was sprinting in there, and we had like 3 minutes till our start of our panel. Okay, so Natasha gets in there, and there's like one man in there that doesn't know what our panel is.
Yeah, so I get in there, and I talk, and he comes up to me. He's like, okay, so what do you need? I'm like, we're a podcast. Like, we need to record this. And he's like, a podcast? I thought you guys weren't on until 7:30. I'm like, no, we're on now. And he's like, well, I need to know now. Like, what do you have to record? Because I need to go down and get that cord for it. And I'm like, we have a Zoom mic. And he's like, okay, do you have it? I'm like, I don't know.
And again, I don't have it because they told us they were recording it. And it's a heavy fucking piece of equipment. And this morning, I didn't even think about it because I put it out of my mind. I had it, like, I lugged it across the country. But, like, I didn't put it in the bag because we were thinking about all these other stuff.
Yeah, and I wasn't, like, I forgot that fact that, like, they were recording it for us. So I'm looking through Christine's backpack because Larry had it. And I'm wasting fucking precious time in front of everyone in front of the stage while my ass is to them.
Again, yeah, this is also, so the room is packed. Like, people are sitting on the floor, which is so exciting. Everyone is, like, showed up for our panel. We aren't there yet.
Again, Julie is sitting on the stage by herself.
Just by herself.
Meanwhile, she's called me and she's texted me. She goes, am I in the right room?
Okay, so I sprint. I am sprinting now from the bathroom having peed. Oh, also, I knew that I needed a matcha. And I was like, Ma, I need a matcha. Like, halfway through the signing. Like, please, can you get me one before we have to do the event? And she was like, yeah, what do you want? And I'm, like, trying to text her the thing. And, like, the Starbucks in the building had shut down before it was even 5 o'clock. Like, what the heck? So they couldn't get me anything. So I'm sprinting. I didn't have another match. I'm sweating. I smell myself because of my anxiety sweat. I'm like, no, I have to talk to so many people. No smelling. And like, now I'm self-conscious about that. It's just going to be worse. Like, I see the whole line, like, just that's still outside, that's not being let in. And I was like, this is my panel. Just like cut right through it because the guy was like blocking the door. And then inside, Natasha's like panicking, and I'm like, oh my god, I don't have it. Like, they said they were gonna record it, and she's just like, I'm gonna go set up the camera. And I get on stage to say hi to Julie, and I'm like, the first thing I say is like, I'm so sorry, I smell.
Meanwhile, Larry and your mother are helping me try to take apart the tripod, and your mom gives up. Larry's like, I think this is how it works. And I'm like, and it's one of those that like twists.
You have to twist all the different parts of it. I know.
There's
so many
twists.
Knuckles. Yeah.
We're like twisting it apart. And then I like go to the back of the room and I forget one of the cords. I'm trying to find all the fucking cords that I need because there's so many fucking cords in my little zippy bag.
And let's also, there are over 100 people just staring at us.
We're like, I'm in the back of the room communicating. I'm like, I can't use a 16 millimeter lens. I need the 50. Christine, grab me the 50.
And I'm like with the microphone trying to entertain everyone because it's silent. And I'm just like randomly talking and making SpongeBob jokes, and like I'm trying to set up my computer, and the guy's like, do you have music? And I was like, yeah, but it's fine, I'll just like hold the microphone to it. He's like, no, I have a cord. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, you have to sit over here. And like, I had to move all my shit to another side. And I was just like, Meanwhile, there is a literal countdown clock on the table staring at us with how much time we have left, just ticking. Like, I'm just like, I keep looking at Natasha as I'm trying to like pull up the music. All I can find in this like crazy moment is the intro music. This always happens to me. I have downloaded that music file with all of the files so many times, and they don't come up when you type them in.
You need to put it on your desktop.
They are on my desktop. I have done this so many times, and I hate the Finder is a liar. Okay. I typed in Cole Jenkins, which I know is attached to all of them, and only the intro came up. I was like, you fucking son of a bitch. Anyway.
Yeah. So in the midst of this, you know, I just put my camera back there. I don't tell anyone that, you know, it probably will stop recording at 30 minutes.
We should have asked Sam to man the camera.
I know, because I think she did it last time at RomanceCon.
Yeah, she did. She did.
So I just fucking stick my camera. I'm like, guys, help. Where's the outlet? Let me plug my camera in. And don't even think about it. I press record. I walk on stage. We get going.
Yeah, because we've already lost time. We've already, you know, it started. I'm babbling over there.
And
I'm idiot.
I'm like half aware. We're like, all right, so we're not getting the audio. So Julie's like, okay, everyone's recording on their phone.
Oh my God. Yeah. So we're like, okay, we're all going to record on our phone because it's our only option. And so we all start doing that. But meanwhile, I also have to record the audience, like when we do the song on my phone. And what I don't realize, because we don't record on our phones, our audio, it stops recording voice memo when you record video. Mm-hmm. So as soon as I recorded that, it had stopped fucking recording. I mean, I hit record again, but I don't know when it was. Like, I was just...
You got most of it, but I'm glad that you remembered, because I was very aware. That's why, like, I didn't pull up my notes app anywhere to find my
There's just too much to think about when you're frazzled to, like, get everything.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Julie wasn't recording. And I was like, well, at least we'll have Julie's uninterrupted recording.
No, we have mine.
We have Natasha's.
But I'm on the other side of the table from Christine. Yeah. Not in the middle.
So our recording is a disaster.
Fucking disaster.
A disaster. Because I also, like, was trying to record the audience when they were talking. Because you can't record. We had hot takes coming in from the audience. And they were great. So I tried to record one so that we could, like, put video of them. And it just... also stopped my audio. We had to like stop the recording multiple times during the podcast to clap together so we'd have some semblance of how to put it together in post.
Yeah, so I'm in the midst of editing this monstrosity. I've got Christine's audio. I've got my audio. Text Julie today. She did not record. She realized. She goes, don't hate me. I said, it's fine. It's everything.
Fine. We didn't have time to prep anybody.
Yeah. And then I get the files from my big ass camera on my computer, and there's only 28 minutes of it left. And I said, wait, hold on. I think I haven't. I recorded on my vlogging camera. I was like, maybe that will save us, because I thought like the two clips were at the beginning, at the end. No, the two clips were the first 30 minutes of the show, and then my vlogging camera only recorded 7 minutes after that. So there's 25 minutes of no video footage at the end of this panel, and I'm so sorry.
It's so upsetting.
Audio though.
So we have full audio, so we'll just have to put like a picture.
Yeah, so we have full audio, but video will cut out.
But it's like shitty audio.
It's not that bad.
Okay, it's not that bad. Good.
No. Woo! Because it's kind of like a surround sound, like you and me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So it was a stress ball. I mean, they contacted us to check in today, and like maybe there's one last sliver of hope that somebody recorded it automatically, but the guy was like, we can't record it without your recorder. And I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? So like, again, we had the best time and the panel was funny, but it just could have been so much better. And like, if there's one place where I want to present my best fucking work, it's BookCon.
Yeah.
And I just knew we could have been way more professional sounding as a podcast had we come fresh and we've been able to come half an hour early to set up. And had we known that the thing wasn't going to cut us off when the timer went off, there was an extra half an hour before the next panel.
Yeah.
So, there's some work to do with communication and organization in that respect. But like in terms of just our general enjoyment, we had a great time.
We really did.
It was so much fun meeting everybody, and the audience was like so great and so game, and like everybody got up and danced. So many people contributed.
Yes,
hot takes.
That was the best.
It was so good.
Everyone. I've been telling everyone. It just feel like I'm just so grateful that people have stuck around and that they came out to support, or you guys shared your stories of how you were like 12 or 13 years old watching us and you always wanted to come to BookCon, and now here you are, here we all are. Yeah. And like that stuff makes me so emotional, and it's just like so lovely to hear. And that's the best part, is the community.
Yeah, the best part is meeting all of you. And that's what places like the cons like this allow us to do. And especially this one, I feel like so many people will travel for a con this big. So we get to meet so many people from all over the place.
Yeah, we met someone from Ireland. I'm trying to think, where else? Like all over the country. I feel like Ireland was maybe the farthest.
But it was just so... so validating to hear from so many people that what you did, what you made, made a difference in their life. And what you did helped them in some way, or like, you know, made an impact. Because we do put like our souls into our work here on the internet. And it's just really nice to hear like about videos that people saw so long ago. They still are still prominent in their lives. And
we got to connect with some old friends, like Emma Books.
We got to hang out with Emma Books and her fiance Jake, and it was so fun. And we saw Michael Booklion, and just like so many old friends, so many people from BookCon's past with pictures being like, I met you at this BookCon, and they were just little babies and now they're full grown women. Like, not little babies, but you know, like teenagers.
Yeah.
They were not babies.
It's, I mean, so I vlogged, so there's a whole vlog out now that you can watch. And, even someone on my vlog was like, I haven't watched your vlog since I was in high school, and now I've graduated and I from medical school. I'm like, whoa, that's wild.
The people watching our stuff are so fucking smart and badass. And it's just like, it's so cool meeting everyone, hearing their jobs now.
I know, but so cool.
So our second day was like way more chill because we didn't have to lug all of our shit for the podcast in. And we got to like walk the floor and make some videos and just kind of hang out and talk to everybody. So that was really nice.
Yeah. We got to support Kelsey at her panel. And kind of explore a little bit more.
Yes, definitely explore, shop a little bit.
That's nice. It's so interesting though, because like, I don't think I saw one teenager at the con.
Well, this is the thing. Like, I don't know if everyone knew this, because like, I saw a lot of people complaining that it was all like romance and romanticy, but like, that was their, what they were doing with this book con. Like, I knew that going in, because when we had to put in what we would do for our panel, they said that that's what they're looking for.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know, maybe they weren't advertising it as like their core audience is like 20s and 30s romance and romanticy.
I don't know.
Because I saw people being like, it was lacking in genre diversity. But I guess because it's called BookCon and previously BookCon covered all genres, and now it's like targeted towards like our demo specifically still.
Yeah.
But that's why. I mean, and also it's interesting in general just talking about the topic of like, is Gen Alpha reading? Mm-hmm. Because the books that are selling right now, like that are so big, aren't the YA books really. I mean, if they are, they're like the ones that veer toward new adult. Mm-hmm. Like Rebecca Ross's series and stuff.
Or like Powerless.
But, yeah. Not the like Twilight or Divergent kind of vibes that of our day. And I think that's because we're still the main people buying books. Like people in their 20s and 30s.
Yeah. Which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But it also kind of tells me too, like are teenagers reading? And if they are reading, are they reading past their age? Like what they
Yeah.
Should
are
be
they reading?
Reading
romance? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And maybe they are because everyone else is reading it. There are elders, you know, like not elders, but you know, like the people older than them are talking about it. So they want to read it too.
Well, and like ACOTAR's like, kind of
Agatha's technically was YA.
Yeah.
Like, it was all YA. It's just been rebranded.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I volunteer at my library and they mostly read adult romance. That's wild.
My three. What the heck?
It's really interesting how it's shifted. And I don't know if that's come with, like, also the wave of, like, sex positivity, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because it was still like very chaste when we were growing up.
I mean, like, I remember not being able to even like when I you can go back on my channel and fucking watch me like say spicy scenes or like it was very hard for me to say those things.
We didn't even say romance novels.
No,
we didn't say the word romance. We called it contemporary.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was like gross and scandalous to read a romance. Yeah. That's literally was the way people perceived it.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, that's a good thing, I guess, you know. But and I know there's definitely like big YA books, but I just they're not as big, I think, as the ones that were big when we were that age.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. My three says I grew up in Divergent times. I've been locked out of YA for a while, but I don't know if it's of movement like it was back in the day. Yeah, I mean, there was a move. Twilight created the YA movement.
Mm-hmm.
Before, it wasn't even there. There was no YA section like well, there is now.
And I feel like romance got a big rebrand because we all thought they were like these, you know,
bodice rippers of like the 80s.
Yeah, these like trades like that you would just buy at the gas station. And
that were just like kind of erotica.
Yeah. And
but I think that was probably a misconception too. We were just not reading them.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, most of like the people attending were in late 20s, 30s.
Or I think
or older.
Early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
People just 20s and 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that was the demographic. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's why. So our podcast is explicit, which is why it was like after dark quotations.
Hmm.
But or just like the podcast title was more spicy.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But we went to a YA panel. Like Kelsey was on a YA panel.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not saying all the panels. Hers was during the day.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying it wasn't just like. It was romance, oh,
yeah.
But like
well,
YA
it was
romance.
Romanticy, yeah, YA romanticy,
yeah,
yeah. It was romanticy, romance focused in general.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it was really nice to have BookCon back. Like, it's just it's a space where you get to see so many people in the community come together.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well. Oh, should we quickly just like comment on the news that Patrick Schwarzenegger was casted as Gus? I don't know why everyone's hating on this.
Me either.
Like, I think he looks like Gus for sure, and he was great in The White Lotus.
I think he's cute.
I think he's cute, and I think Gus is supposed to be that kind of cute, like the kind of cute he is,
like all American boy.
No, he's like, that kid could easily be an emo kid. You just have to like change his look.
Is Gus supposed to be emo? I don't remember.
Yes.
I need to
Gus
reread.
Gus is emo as fuck.
Okay, gotta reread.
He is moody and emo, and he's just got divorced, and he's going through a hard time, and he's grumpy.
But everyone's gunning for Kristen Cole. Is he from House of the Dragon? I think he is. Hold on.
What is that? Like the fan casting, I guess.
He's like very like long, dark brown hair, like heavy dark brown eyebrows and dark eyes.
Yeah. Well, that rarely gets you. Rarely get the random fan cast.
Yeah.
But also, just today, Heartstopper Forever, the release date was announced as July 17th.
Yeah, and
so soon.
I told you it was going to come
out
this year.
No, but didn't we think it was going to come out after July because the book comes out in July?
Yeah. But also, Olivia Colman's not going to be in it. She's been recast.
What?
Yeah, I know. I know.
Was she busy?
Probably.
Oh, man. All right. Well, are we going to leave them to our podcast now?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to leave you guys into
the most iconic book boyfriends of our time
and why we think we're single and all the hot takes that come along with it. Okay. It's me, Christine, and Julie Murphy chit-chatting. And yeah, sorry for the visual, but the audio is all there.
Doing our best here.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Here we go.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All things nerdy, books, TV, movie, pop culture, fandoms, and how they integrate into our adult lives. My name is Christine.
And I'm Natasha. And today, we are live from BookCon.
Yeah.
You already said that. Guest. But we have a special guest.
Who is she?
Julie Murphy. Woo!
Hi. Thanks for having me. And today we are going to be talking hot takes on the most iconic book boyfriends of our time, and we will be coming to you after our hot takes to get your hot takes, so get ready for hot taking! Okay, but first, just in case you have no idea who we are, like who are these strangers yelling at me in the microphone, we're going to do a little intro, so you know, who are you guys? Who are you, Julie? Tell us.
Hi. My name's Julie Murphy. No.
Hi, my name's Sierra Simone.
And this is the Disney Channel.
No, my name's Julie Murphy, and I like to say that I write books from cradle to grave. Everything from picture books to super horny adult books for the people who make the kids who buy the picture books.
Yep.
And I am also really well known. Wow, girl. I'm probably most well known for a book called Dumplin' that is a movie.
Woo!
On Netflix.
Woo!
Yeah. And for writing books
my BFF Sierra Simone, and I have a new book out in May called Student Union, and then another new book out in July called Your Sign Is Fine, because I have ADHD.
Yes. I need that
part. Yeah. Okay. We'll make it happen for you.
Okay, perfect. I am Natasha Polis.
Hi.
Julie is one of my besties, and Christine is also best friend. She's probably a little bit before you.
I think that's fair.
Thanks.
You'll always be 17 in my head, so I'm like, it's fine. I'm just like half my age now. You're still 17 in my head.
Okay, so I'm a content creator by night. I'm a hairstylist by day, and I am a dress designer in the afternoon.
Wow. She made this.
I made this corset. Thank you. I made pants, but they split this morning.
It was a sad day.
You know.
Thank you. I brought backups.
Yeah.
And we get to make a SpongeBob joke now.
Yeah.
Yeah, this song applies.
That was great.
I'm also the co-host of this podcast, Those Forking Fangirls, and we put out episodes every Friday.
Nice plug.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Well, who are you?
My name's Christine Riccio.
Woo!
I started on BookTube. I don't know if you've heard of it. You guys know about BookTube? It walks a book talk and run? Yeah, I was Poland Bananas Books on YouTube, and now my name is Christine. It always was. But especially now. I'm an author now. Thank you. And my latest book is called 30, Flirty, and Forever Alone. It's a rom-com out now. Thanks for that one woo. Woo! Thank you. I also am a huge Survivor fan, and my book before that is a Survivor rom-com called Attached at the Hip. Woo! People watch Survivor! So by day, I'm a writer. By night, I'm also a writer. But I also make things on the internet and co-host this podcast and make videos and everything. You guys know. Maybe you don't. I'm an author. My name's Christine. I brought a book to like put on display to like show you what it looked like, and I gave it to someone during the signing by accident, so it has a cover.
Free books.
It's okay. Well, that was fun. We're gonna get down to business.
To defeat
the Huns.
The Huns.
Yeah, we are. Alright, so we're gonna kick this off with the question that is posed in the name of the panel today. Do you think me and Natasha, because Julie's not still single, are still single because of the most iconic book boyfriends of all time? Okay, have book boyfriends contributed to the rise in women getting married later in life, choosing to be single? Because, like, we have higher expectations because women wrote them. What are we thinking? Are we changing the way men are?
I'm going to have one of you go first.
Yeah, well, you're married to a wonderful man.
Yeah.
Shout out. Where's
he's
Ian?
Okay. He's wearing a Mr. Julie Murphy t-shirt.
That's amazing! That's amazing.
He also went and swapped out our chairs for us so that we could have, like, laptop space.
That's so nice.
Oh,
we had director's chairs.
Oh,
so.
Thank God.
Wow.
Look what happened. Director's chairs.
I know.
All
right.
Okay,
tell us, Natasha.
How many of us are single in this room?
Okay. Oh, fuck yes!
Wow.
Okay, represent.
Like half the people raised their hand. Christine and I are also part of this club. Honestly, I feel like I have just... Wait, did we talk about the Edward Cullen bit?
We're going to get to it.
Oh, okay. Why do we think we're single?
Do you want me to... Okay, I didn't actually prompt it. Okay.
Yeah.
I said, is it because no one ever lived up to our Lord and Savior, Edward Cullen? And honestly, like, when I was thinking about it, I was like, a lot of people in my 20s started being like, Edward Cullen is so toxic. But, like, when I read about Edward Cullen in 2008, he was the best man I'd ever known. Okay? I don't know if you knew any teenage boys in 2007, 2008, but they were like dumpster fire fucking radioactive trash. So if he was toxic, like, they were just like scum off the bottom of the earth.
Yeah. Yeah, because back then we were still doing things that you can't put on the internet.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, yeah, like, he was the blueprint for, like, a better man.
I would say I really loved his devotion.
Yes.
And I really need a devoted man. Mm-hmm. Well, and I've not come across one, unfortunately.
Also, like...
You deserve one.
You do.
You.
I'll come watch you sleep.
I really
something
would love
that was really hot about him was that Edward Cullen asks questions. Cullen wants to know about you. He wants to know why she moved to Forks when it's rainy, even though she doesn't like the rain. What a stupid question that he's so curious about. I don't know if you read Midnight Sun. Like, you want to know how many breaths she took in a minute. Like, she wants to know everything. And that's what you want in a date where you sit there asking 50 million questions and you feel like the Riddler. They say nothing back.
I just feel like everything is so low effort. And when you, like, compare and contrast, like, the books that we read where the people, the men, the women, the non-binary go through wars and other things and then they end up together because they love each other, and I'm like, I want that
kind of devotion.
Yeah
I want that commitment.
I want that kind of love. I want someone to think about me constantly.
Yeah,
you're looking at her.
I love you.
I'm full of pickup lines.
I love this.
Yeah,
what do you think?
I think that I got married before book boyfriends.
Oh.
Or at least got into a relationship before book boyfriends. But, like, I think, like, 4 or 5 years into my relationship with Ian, I read Twilight, like, 25 times in a row. And he was like, okay, I'll pick it up and figure out what you're reading.
Okay.
So that I can know what the hell is going on.
That's
and I was
amazing.
Like, good, it'll make you a better person. And then he was like, it's Sparkling Vampires, and I was like, I know, it's not attainable. You'll never be that. But the good thing about Ian is that he can go out in the sun, and well, he does shine a little bit because he's got a little bit of a bald head.
But, more from sweat.
Yeah. But, I think that, I don't know, I feel like the best book boyfriends and book girlfriends, we're actually just writing the traits of our best friends.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
We just really want to bone down our best friends.
Yeah.
So I do think that's what I hate friends to lovers in a book, like,
yeah.
It's not my jam, but in real life, like, that's gold. Like,
mm-hmm.
That's the best stuff. Because I want to know what my best friend is thinking all the time. I'm like, what do you think about that time that we went to Hy-Vee together and that cashier looked at us like we were old because we are old? Tell me what you think in your brain.
Okay, are you talking about Sierra in this situation or Ian?
Both of them. I don't have to wonder what Ian is thinking because he talks nonstop. And I say that with love. That man loves to tell a story.
Yeah, I mean, like, Natasha and I have, like, 2-hour phone calls every single night, so we know everything we're thinking.
Everything.
As well. Everything. Yeah, we'll just be doing laundry, but, like, on the phone.
Yeah.
That's
it
friendship.
It makes laundry less lonely.
Yeah.
I mean, no, she literally does her dishes with me every single night.
Before
it
Sierra
makes the dishes
and I,
fun.
Before Sierra and I moved, well, okay, I bought a house on my best friend's street. Might be crazy.
Wait, no, that's the goal.
Yeah,
it is the goal.
We need to do that.
Yeah,
you two do need to do that. But also, it makes you happier. And, like, that's what we did every night, was we would talk on FaceTime for, like, 2 hours about nothing. Our families would, like, pass in and out of frame, sometimes saying hi. But I really do think, like, the best book boyfriends are our best friends.
Okay, wait. I never realized this, but you do have the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
You have a devoted husband and a best friend next door.
I hit the jackpot.
The
and our we put our husbands face to face, and then we said, Formula One. And then they talked at each other like Furbies. And now they're best friends.
Okay, so
that's amazing.
Who do you spend the most time with now?
Oh, Ian, I'm so sorry. I spend the most time with Sierra. Because we write together all day, and then we travel together all the time.
Oh,
but when I'm not with her, I'm with him. So.
Case in point, BookCon.
Yeah.
So, we have written down some of our hot takes to get us rolling here, and then our listeners have sent some in, and we're going to start going through and just, like, discussing these hot takes, okay? And I want... Natasha, do you want to kick us off? Who wants to kick us off? Something that I've...
A hot take.
Oh, the topic of the panel.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Okay, I do have them memorized.
You do? They're all book?
The ones that I wrote, or the ones that people have sent in?
The ones you wrote.
Okay.
Tell us one.
One of mine is...
It's hard to say it.
I told the whole internet I had a hemorrhoid today, so I can say that. This will help. Edward wasn't good in bed for like a year or more.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like
Edward had 100 years to research.
But he's so prudish. He's so prudish, and also, like, there's a reason.
There's a reason why dildos aren't made of granite.
Hey, back in the ancient times.
He used to be human.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he wasn't getting down when he was a human.
He was a 17-year-old boy.
He was a virgin!
Yeah, but he still had thoughts and research. He's a big researcher. He learns everything at night.
Yeah.
I feel though, once Bella figured out how to do the mind thing.
The take away the mind thing?
I feel like that's when they finally got their groove on.
What do you mean?
Because she could tell him exactly what she needed at that point.
Yeah, but she was happy 1,000% the whole entire time. Who do you think you're
talking
about?
She didn't know.
Obviously, but they were both virgins, so they grew together.
Actually, I have a really hard time with having sex in the ocean.
Well, you know what? It's because he's made of granite and he's an popsicle. He had to warm up his body. He explains it like that. He says he needs to alter his temperatures or he's not too cold.
Listen, you don't want salt water
out
there.
No one does.
I'm just saying.
But he needed to for her own health. What if she would have gotten hypothermia from him?
If you die, you die.
No. I bet
that's
she'd still be, like,
taking.
Worth it.
Okay, someone say one of theirs.
All right, do you want to go, Julie?
Okay, this is not a real boyfriend hot take, but
what
it is about Twilight.
Okay.
I'm sick, and I would read Jacob and Renesmee's story.
Oh, so would I. I'm
so
excited for it. Give it to me.
Give it to me as, like enemies to lovers. Like, I don't know, like, there's just, like, everyone freaked out about Jacob and Renesmee, and I'm like, have you been reading urban fantasy? Like, all these men are, like, 5,000 years old.
Seriously?
Like, 18-year-old girls.
Resand?
Yeah. And
500?
Also, it's not like he's, like, a baby. I'm going to take that baby and raise it as mine. And then,
no.
Anyways, it's weird. And I like weird. I want to read weird.
Me too.
Yeah.
I want that book.
Yeah. I mean,
has it outlined. A 3-book series.
I agree. Also, my other hot take is, if you like Jacob, you're just trying to be different.
Did you say be the frat?
No, be different.
You're just trying to be
different.
Different.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I just feel like you're trying to be the person that's like, I listened to that band 5 years ago.
Yeah, you're the hipster.
Yeah.
Only like stuff that not as many people like.
Yeah.
But now it's so mainstream to like Jacob, too. So.
Okay.
All right.
No, where the hell have you been, Loka?
Okay.
I'm like in the rain, girl.
I feel like.
Eric.
I know.
But did you say I like Eric?
No. She said, that's Eric. I thought we were just, like, vibing, like, quoting Twilight. Okay.
All right. I'm going to go. I don't think this should be a hot take, but apparently it is, because I made a little video about it on the internet, and it was so controversial. That Percy Jackson ages. Percy Jackson is 33, okay? And when I called him my book husband, because we're only 3 years apart... everyone was like, he's a child. Excuse me. We were all child when we read it. Yeah. Are you saying that he's frozen in time and he didn't grow with us? He was born August 18th, 1993. And people are arguing with me that that kid is not a millennial. Bullshit. He is allowed to be my book husband. And it is normal and fine.
Is there an adult fic out there? I mean, there's gotta be. Like,
there's gotta be.
But I want to read. I would read an adult fic.
He's a perfect boyfriend.
Yeah,
I see some people nodding, like they've read.
Does,
it.
Who else is Percy your book husband? Only three, four,
no.
Five, six, seven. Excuse me.
Like 10 over there.
He actually is a child for me. I actually am too old for that.
Okay.
So
I'll excuse you. But yeah. If you start the new series, right, he makes fun of millennials in it. And I was like, dude, you're a millennial. And then Rick Riordan was like, no, he doesn't age. I was so upset.
She's carrying.
I'm still carrying it. I feel like I can't talk about him anymore. I hate it. Okay.
Okay.
I had to get all that off my chest.
What's my other one? Okay, this is like a generalized one, and I feel like it has a lot to do with romanticism, unless like the character is obviously curvy. But I feel like a lot of our book boyfriends are fatphobic.
Who?
Like Zayden Ryerson is definitely fatphobic.
Oh, you mean just in general?
Just in general.
Okay, I thought you were talking about specific.
Yeah, and then also, let me piggyback on that. Everyone is 6'4 and then 5'2. Why?
Yeah.
Emily Henry has some tall ladies in her books.
She does have tall ladies, but also, like, I'm not opposed to, like, a short king, like Anna and the French Kiss.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Etienne?
Yeah.
I think it's Etienne. He's a short king.
Yeah.
So,
like, you know, I don't know.
Because some people mix it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just
I mean, a tall person is also great. Like, it's always hilarious when someone is actually taller than me, and then I can be like, I'm a little girl, I'm tall all the time.
Wait, how tall are you?
I'm...
For the listeners.
Well, I say I'm 5'9", but I'm probably, like, closer to, like, 5'10".
Oh, my gosh. See, women always put themselves shorter. Because I'm 5'8", and I say 5'7". And then you go to on a date with a guy who says he's 5'9", and he's 5'6".
No, I definitely...
always. I'm like, why do I tower over you?
Do you? Yeah, my doctor says I'm 5'8 and 3/4". I'm like, no, I'm like 5'9".
Yeah.
The doctors always make you shorter.
No.
Yeah. Have you noticed? Why is that? What's that about? You make me feel bad about myself. And then I go home and I'm taller than the 5'9 guy. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. You guys are seeing different doctors, I think.
Yeah. All right. Who has another hot take?
Julia, your turn.
Oh, sorry, I kind of stole yours, but my other hot take, Ian's texting me, he must have a hot take. My other hot take is, this caused an internet firestorm earlier this year, and I just want you to know, I don't like PETA from Hunger Games.
Blasphemy!
Wait, why?
What are you talking about?
What?
Oh, no.
Wait, people are actually...
Don't leaving. Come for my boy with the bread.
People are walking out. No. Not you in the soccer jersey. Come back. Okay, she's going to the bathroom. Okay. Yeah. Wow. I wrote that down, and I was like, ha, ha, ha. I was telling my editor that. She was like, you have a book coming out in 2 weeks? Please don't get yourself canceled. Team Gale forever.
What?
I thought Gale was an opening.
What?
Thank you for respecting my opinion. Listen, I just like, he couldn't even hand her the bread. He had to throw it in a puddle. Like, come on, man.
He sacrificed himself.
Okay. I don't know. My mind wasn't that blown.
All right. Natasha, do you have one or do you want me to go?
Also, sorry. Katniss should have ended up with What's-Her-Face, who is it Jenna Malone who plays her?
Oh my
Joanna.
God, Joanna?
Yeah.
Didn't she die? No, she didn't.
No.
No, she didn't.
She's alive in my head.
She didn't. She's alive.
Yeah.
She's alive.
Also, Katniss is definitely gay.
I mean,
my other secondary hot take.
Yeah.
I can see it.
Okay.
She wasn't really interested in anyone the whole time, so.
Yeah. Well, she was interested in staying alive.
Yeah.
She was in survival mode.
Lesbians love staying alive. I'm bi. I love staying alive.
Okay. My other hot take is I really don't think Anthony Bridgerton's that great in the book. And he's only great because of Jonathan Bailey.
Okay, you saved it. I was getting nervous.
Guys, season 2 is my favorite season.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's the third brother? What's his name?
Bennett?
Colin.
Colin.
Colin and
Wait,
Penelope.
Hang on. No. What's the one that was just on the air?
Benedict. Okay. That guy looks like a very nice person. I'm sure he's a great character actor. But everyone has gotten, like, the Bridgerton upgrade, and I don't know...
He didn't get it.
He didn't get the Bridgerton upgrade.
He didn't even get a spray tan.
Yeah.
He wasn't chiseled. Like,
yeah.
He was being a normal person for you guys.
Which is fine. I like normal people. I'm married to a normal person. You're a great normal person. Ian also would like you guys to know that I'm 5'10", he's 5'11". That is actually a lie. But... Yeah, I just, I felt for him. It was a lot of standard to me. Mm-hmm. And,
okay.
Yeah. Well. At least make him, like, funny. He wasn't funny.
I mean, it was all about, wait, what is
Sophie.
It? Sophie, she was amazing.
I love
Sophie.
Her.
Was amazing.
She carried the whole season.
Yeah.
All right.
Sophie and Eloise.
I have a hot take.
Together.
Yeah, I would read that book.
Oh, yeah.
Heartbeat. Okay.
All right.
Your hot take.
My hot take. Selena Sardathian should have ended up with Dorian Havilliard.
I don't know what any of
And Selena's name should have stayed Selena, because who could say Aelin Galathinian is this? Selena Sardathian is like the most badass name I've ever heard in my life. It's so punk rock. And I just refuse to call her Aelin Galathinian.
I don't
know
what any of those words mean. I don't know what you're
Was anyone
about.
Else a Dorian shipper?
Yeah. Emma!
Okay, on that topic, I think Manon and Rowan would be hilarious together.
I could be having a stroke right now. I don't know what any of this means.
This is Throne of Glass.
Oh, okay. I'll excuse myself.
Okay, this is so funny because, like, back in the day, BookCon... Everyone had such strong feelings, and now people are like, "Shut up, spoiled!" Like, this came out 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Or more.
Excuse me, 2013?
13 years ago.
2013 is when the first one came out, and we already knew by the end of it that she was like, "I'm done with him." Sad.
Who, Dorian?
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, I love Dorian. He's the cutest, and he likes books and dogs.
Yeah.
And he's like Elsa.
Yeah.
What's not to love? All right.
Okay.
But Rowan was like friends to lovers. And I'm like, boring. But like, we knew they were friends. They were cadre. She lied to us. All right. I'm sorry. I still have strong feelings about that.
All right.
Do we want to move into listeners?
Wait, yes. I have one more.
Oh, give it to us.
This is my last one.
Hit it.
If I could choose one thing to write fan fiction about, it would be your name, YN, Jude and Cardin. So, like, I'm the your name. What is that?
What is it?
Jude and Cardin?
Who's that?
From Cruel Prince?
Oh, fuck. The fairies were so mean that I put it down.
That's why it's so good.
I know everyone loves it. I just, when they're mean, I get upset.
No.
She said the same thing about Devil Wears Prada. She didn't like
it.
That's because they were so mean to her.
I just feel like you're really mean phobic. As a Scorpio, I feel personally victimized.
I'm sorry, I'm a Leo. I like it to be sunshine.
No.
No.
Okay, you can do your podcast now.
Okay, wait. I had one more hot take, too, actually. Okay, I think that, hear me out, if you've read Crescent City. Okay.
Oh,
it's not really a spoiler.
It's
not really a spoiler, because nothing like this ever happens.
Are you sure?
Really. I just, you know the baseball guy, Ethan?
Yeah.
Okay, there's this character, Ethan, and every other sentence he says is like, when I was playing Sunball once, in Sunball, like, they talk like this. Like, when I was cooking, Sunball was relevant. Anyway, I think that he should have mating bonded with Bryce, our main character, and then...
One clap.
Wait, so that we could see someone have a mating bond and, like, choose someone else. Because of Sunball. That would be so funny and also tragic, and it would be fun. Anyway, that's my hot tea. Hey. You weren't spoiled. Don't worry.
I'm so spoiled.
Okay. We have 25 minutes. We need to get into this.
We're going to get into our hot tea. Okay, we're going to do like 5 minutes of listeners and then take from the audience. Or maybe go back and forth.
We'll go back and forth. Okay. So people line up
if you have a hot take. Okay.
There's a mic right here in the second aisle.
All
right. You might have to come around.
All right. Hit us with one.
I don't know.
Oh, want me to hit one? I got
one.
You're
the one who wrote it down.
All right. I've got one. Ready? Hot take from Brittany. If Triss had survived Allegiant, I 100% believe Triss and Four would have eventually broken up. And I am so on board with that. They were very young and had a lot of emotional trauma.
I agree. Wait, the one underneath it?
Yeah.
From Anonymous?
Yeah.
Four is boring in the book, and Theo James is the only reason people find him attractive. I fucking love Theo James.
I do too.
I remember thinking he was so old, but he was 20.
Oh, and he's back again.
Tell us your hot take. And say your name.
My name's Daniela. I know this, usually when I say this, it makes people upset. So
hit us.
That's what I want to hear.
This is in ACOTAR. I think Azrael is the most overrated book boyfriend.
Yeah. He isn't even a boyfriend.
Exactly. Yes. No, I think people project what they think he will be like onto him.
Yeah.
And obsess over him. But I just don't think he's going to be all that. And I also really didn't like how he was at the end of Akasif. I don't want to spoil anything. But.
He's like a buffering shadow daddy. Like, like we'll eventually get to him. He's in the corner.
This is ACOTAR.
Okay.
Excellent.
Love it. Thank you. Thank you.
Yay. Okay.
How do you say this name?
Resand.
Oh.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is from Stoss.
Oh my god.
I've been reading AO3 for like the last 2 years. I'm sorry, I haven't, like, this is all I've been reading. Resand needs to be dealt with. Keep your shadow tentacles out of women's reproductive decisions. I don't know what that means, but hell yeah.
Hell yeah. All right, hit
That's
us.
Hilarious. Hi, I'm Ashley. I have two really quick ones. One is kind of related to what you said earlier. I don't think that Dorian and Manon are endgame, and I don't think they should be.
Oh my god!
I see the vibes. I don't think they're real.
Wait, do you want them to break up so that he can be with Selena forever?
Not that. But I do, like, I think if that was ever followed through, I think they would break up. I don't see them as endgame. Mm-hmm. And then my second one is, I think Feyre can paint.
Can't?
I think she can. I think she's good at it.
Oh, I think she's good at it too.
There's a narrative online that she's really shitty at painting.
Oh my god!
And everyone's upset that she painted the eyes on the cabin.
Oh!
She can paint.
Wait, why wouldn't she be able to paint? She's fictional. We can make her paint as well as she wants.
Is painting a euphemism for something or is it like painting?
No, she's a painter!
Okay.
Is everyone on the internet just like, I want you to be shitty at your talent? Like,
I was like, is this like shrimping? Like, what is this? Sorry, that's disgusting. Don't Google it.
Oh my god. Okay, hot take from our listener. Max Medina from Gilmore Girls gives off a creepy vibe.
He does!
Wait, why is he so creepy? Is it his eyes? He like really looks at you. All right.
First, I agree that our book characters do age with us.
Yes! Thank you!
The whole Percy Jackson stuff. But I also read Twilight in 2007, so yep. Go millennials.
Woo!
All of us in the room.
Woo!
I think in general, the book boyfriends that you're drawn to is based off of whether or not your childhood was structured around your ability to stay up late with your single mom and watch unsolved mysteries and true crime.
Wow.
And so we are all a product of those experiences. So no shame.
Yeah. Hey. Woo! I stayed up late watching Sex in the City at like 8 years old. So.
All right.
Want to read one?
Quick one. You want me to read one?
Wait.
I want to read this one because it has voice effects.
Hit us.
Sorry, Christine. Will Turner over Jack Sparrow.
Yes.
Orlando Bloom. Orlando Bloom in that role is perfection. I want to grow up and be Elizabeth so bad.
Me too.
That beach scene, the wedding, and then here's the effect.
Ah! Okay.
He puts the boots on her.
I love them too, but I like them as a threesome. I love Jack Sparrow. Mm-hmm.
Three is always better than two.
Like, I
Alice
love
from
the
Knoxville.
Vibes.
Oh, Allison from Knoxville. Sorry.
Okay. Hit us.
Okay, awesome. I think mine's kind of in a similar vein of some of them been said, but I personally think, like, Tamron was done a little bit dirty. Okay, and I think he's a little overrated, and I would have gone with him.
What? What?
Him a little bit. Sorry, I don't know.
That is a hot take. That is a hot one.
I don't know what any of that means, but you are so brave.
You are brave. Oh, wait. Okay, Natasha, you have one?
This is from Jess. We need more unconventionally attractive book boyfriends. Yes. I'm thinking mainly of Levi from Fangirl by Rainbow Rowell. He's described in a really unappealing way.
He's supposed to look like Tom Felton.
But that's okay. But the story and his personality places him in the on the book boyfriend list.
Oh, yeah, he's a great boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hit us.
Oh my God, thanks for having my book.
My name is Maeve. Mine is more general, but I am a firm supporter of killing characters in books, especially high stakes books.
Yes.
Because if they don't die, then the stakes just aren't there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, I forgot one of my hot takes. Is it a spoiler? About death? The Dark Artifices? I feel like they should have Romeo and Juliet'd.
I feel like I have too much love to agree.
I know, everyone would have hated it, and it would never have gone over because it's a YA book, but, like, the stakes were so high. I just wanted it. I wanted it because I hate Julian.
I also think that I'm the person that has your book, if you want it
back. Oh my God, is that mine? Oh my God, thank you! Oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to take it back. Do you want it after this? Do you want the arc?
Sure.
You can have it, or if you don't want it, I'll have it.
You can personalize it, so I may take it back.
Yes, yes. I can personalize it after this. Okay.
You guys are it's way too nice.
There are your
daughters like, oh my God, that I'm definitely going to do.
Come see me after this.
Thank you.
This is what my book looks like.
Yeah. All right.
I want to read this one.
Read it.
This is from Metal. She's one of our patrons.
Yeah.
She says, my romance book hot take is that I truly believe that Conrad and Steven should have ended up together in The Summer I Turned Pretty.
I think those two
had more chemistry in their limited scenes together than Conrad and Belly did during the entire show. They have more in common, both being eldest sons who were always pressuring themselves to succeed, and I can't stand that Conrad basically got away with treating Belly like dirt for two seasons, but they still ended up together in the end. I never liked Conrad, but I always thought he was more interesting whenever he was talking to Steven.
This is the longest run on
Wow. Girl, write your dissertation.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes. All right. Hit us.
Hi, I'm Jess. I feel like this is a hot take for the like millennials who were like big readers in like,
yes.
2008 when this book came out. But the best book boyfriend, hands down, does not get enough love, is actually Prince Poe from Graceland.
And wait, Graceland. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Graceland.
Yes.
Thank you.
It didn't have like a second wave for people to fall in love with him.
I know, and I don't know why. Because
there's no smut in it, that's why.
There's no smut in a lot of books we love.
Like, they like kind of like wing it. This is when there could be smut if there were smut.
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah. But it's still so good.
It is so
good. It is. That book scared the shit out of me because the characters like David Tennant and Jessica Jones where you could like make you do stuff.
Remember? Yeah. That was so scary.
It was so good.
It's a good book.
Yeah. No, amazing. Everyone should read it.
Graceling. A listener named Liv wrote in to say, I don't understand why everyone is Team Edward. Sorry, you guys. I know this personally offends you. Really want a popsicle in your hoo-ha? I used cooling lube once and it was just horrid.
Wait, what?
It was just what?
Wait. Horrid.
What was horrid?
Cooling lube.
I don't know. I mean, to each your own.
We talked about this. He went in the ocean for this problem. All right. Hit us with your hot take.
Hi, my name is Alec. Huge fan. My hot take is regarding the Boys I Loved Before series.
Yes.
I don't like mean people. I don't like being ignored by my partner. So I prefer John Ambrose McClane.
Me too. No one else did?
So.
Woo! That was a great one.
This is from Stoss. I don't care if more from ACOTAR.
Okay.
Is secretly evil. In fact, I encourage it. Evil sapphics rise. This is not really a bookish take, but it's adjacent.
Woo!
Oh, wait. She has another one in that same sentence.
It's okay.
Gilmore Girls. Rory should have ended up with Paris.
Yeah, that would have been Paris is,
I don't know. I just want more toxic sapphic like books in general.
So Paris.
Yeah. Paris. Go read St. Gibson. She'll give you all the poly and sapphic vibes you want.
Hit us.
Hi, my name's Izzy. If everyone was around for the 2010 ship wars of Wessa and Jessa and all that, I think we moved on from Wessa versus Jessa to then, oh, we can be fans of both of them. I present Heron Gray Stairs for the crowd. Yes. All three of them together. Canonically, but it should have.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that was a tragic one. So she's talking about Clockwork Angel, the best trilogy of all time, if you haven't read it.
It is great.
By Cassandra Clare. Okay, do we have a hot take that we want to read? Or do we want to just
you, I've been going. It's your turn.
All right, it's my turn. Let's see. My hot. I don't know who that was.
I haven't.
Okay. Team Dane over Zayden since page one? What?
Okay, I actually have read the first book in that series, and I don't understand.
You don't understand Team Dane?
No, yes. Why would you want Team Dane?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess, like, he's,
I want to hear the justification for that.
I'm not Team Dane, but I think... Maybe because now he said that thing, like, look at me.
Eyes on me.
And everyone was like, that's so hot. And he's evolved. You know what? Dane's had a nice arc in that he's, like, coming around to not be so annoying. But, no, Team Dane from book...
That's a friends to lovers situation that we don't love to read.
But also he was so annoying and controlling. Yeah. Didn't like him. He tried, not in a hot way.
Someone said toxic, but I just want to be clear that there is toxic hot.
Yeah.
That wasn't toxic hot.
No. Edward Cullen's toxic hot.
Yeah.
All right.
Hi, my hot take is that Jay sucks, and let me give you book Jay sucks because like he's just not that interesting. He sucks because Dom Sherwood sucks, and also especially like he's not worth world peace.
This is savage.
Not worth world peace. And third, in the movie, like love Jamie Campbell Bauer, but I do think he scares me too much. So Julian is way better than Jay.
Wait, Jace is from The Mortal
Instruments.
He's amazing.
I just want you to know that I would have been Team Jace even if they were related.
Me too! Jace is amazing!
Again, my best friend is Sierra Simone. We don't really have a lot of boundaries when it comes to those things.
Jace is very funny and amazing. Why don't you like him?
All of the other ones are too. He's the most boring of all of them. He's also just not worth world peace. Like, she had the choice, and you wish bringing him back, like, not him, not that little piece of, like, not Jace, no.
See, but that's what you would want.
Are you doing spoilers? Yeah, there's just so many of them. No, Jace now is evolved into like an amazing adult. Have you read The Dark Artifices?
Yeah, but he's just like good because he's like a hero and it's like,
no, he's not. You don't understand him like I do.
I'm not a host on this podcast, but I think we have more hot takes together.
I'm so sorry. Go
that
ahead.
Was amazing.
That was. We appreciate your opinion.
She doesn't. I do.
The real love triangle in Twilight should have been between Bella, Edward, and Alice. Jasper can take his Confederate ass to the trash. That was from Brittany.
That's real. That's true.
Yeah, ups for Brittany.
Oh, Bella and Alice all the way.
Yeah. Ballas? That's such a great
Oh my god, it is.
Instead of Bedward.
People say Ballas.
Well, now you have.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
You gotta put it on a hat. All right, hit us.
Hello, I'm Asia. As cute and fun and wonderful as Josh is in Lights Out, I think in real life, he would be super cringy and uncomfortable.
Oh, shit, I don't know him.
I love
Do you like him? Is he nice?
Josh in Lights Out?
He's stalking
What's he like?
Her.
He's funny.
That's all it takes for me.
That's the book, that he stalks her.
Yeah.
So you don't
Oh, he does?
No. I haven't finished it.
Wait, is he like a stalker as for a living?
No, he doesn't. I don't think it's a monetary stalking.
No, I like it. I like it.
But he is like the whole premise of the book is like he's her stalker. I
Joe from You.
Yeah, but less.
This is
less stabby.
It's like he.
Okay.
He like watches her and he goes into her room and he makes videos.
He becomes best friends with her cat.
Yeah.
I mean...
I don't think I like it.
I love it.
All right.
Again, like I said, I'll watch you sleep.
Are we reading a hot take? Is it our turn?
Yes.
Okay, this is actually a hot take. I don't know if anyone's read Attached at the Hip. But
what?
Someone said, my hot take on Christine's men is that Remy is the ultimate book boyfriend from her books.
Aww.
It's a hot take, guys.
Wait, Remy from Attached at the Hip?
Yeah.
The first boy attached?
Okay. Yes.
That's bad.
It's a hot take.
That's bad. Abuses.
All right. Hit us.
It's Danielle again. timing is great because I actually came up here to say that I think Jace Herondale is better than Will Herondale.
I'm okay with it.
No.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
I think they're both amazing. And they're a descendant of each other, so. All right, do we just want to take audience?
Yes. Yeah.
Let's hit it.
Hi, my name's Maddie. I have two real quick ones. First, I think if the creators of the show were braver and it wasn't like the mid-2000s, that Derek Morgan and Penelope Garcia would have been ending.
Wait, in what show?
Criminal Minds.
Oh,
Criminal Minds.
I don't think the crossover is between readers and Criminal Minds, but. And then my other hot take is that more book boyfriends should be book girlfriends.
Yes.
More lesbian, please. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Miriam. My hot take was during the Vampire Academy series.
Yes.
Everyone was obsessed with Dimitri.
I know.
And I was obsessed with Adrian from Bloodline.
Me too.
Oh my god. Boyfriend. I'm much more supportive.
He's superior in every way.
Dimitri's daddy. Sorry.
Yeah, I do like them both, but I was like, girl, you should just have both. Like, treat yourself.
Great idea.
Yeah.
I really, my hot take is authors should just give them both. I really just need them to go
well,
for it.
Well, Cassie just did right give her
choose
both.
Choose your own adventure.
What?
Love triangle.
Even though I like the Bloodline series, like, I liked Sydney more than I liked Rose, too. So.
Wow. Yeah, I think they're both
hot take. I just like Bloodlines more.
They're both great.
Yeah.
Is that the last one?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No pressure. Make it great.
It's okay. We have... Don't worry about this.
Hi, my name's Lainey, and my hot take is I'm not that big of a Jace fan either. But I understand his development, and the Shadowhunters TV show would have been a million times better if Matthew Daddario played Jace.
Oh, hot take.
Me googling that.
You know who would be a great Jace? Connor Story.
We need a Jace that like grows with the character now though, so he's gotta be like an
I'm saying before he did Rivalry.
Okay.
Never mind. Okay.
I love it.
Okay. Thank you so much for your hot take.
I looked him up. And that's a hot take.
Because he doesn't
look hot.
He is really hot.
Yeah.
All right. Do we want to do one more hot take from the listeners before we do a Mary Kiss Cliff?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, did you do the Mary Kiss Cliff? Because that's supposed to be me.
It's okay, we can make it up on the fly.
Okay.
Okay. Hit us with a hot take real quick though.
Do
you want me to do it?
Yeah, you can do it.
Okay. Was the Darkling from Shadow and Bone actually dark, mysterious, and hot? Or as readers, are we just trained to look out for a love of a powerful shadow daddy? Did he really do anything that was romantic? Was Leigh Bardugo trolling us? I think she kind of was. Because I didn't love him. Did y'all love him when you read it?
I loved him. I loved him too, but Leigh herself will be like, if you're in love with the Darkling,
Yeah, he's mean.
I feel like we kind of got that, but better with Kylo. So I'm okay with that.
Kylo.
We need to make Kylo hot takes.
I know.
All right. So I'm going to thank the listeners real quick because we didn't take a second to thank everybody for listening to the show. We put out new episodes every single Friday. We're on Instagram at Those Working Fangirls. And we have a Patreon. That's why we can do this show. And all of that information is in the show notes. All right, now back to the show. All right, we end every episode with Mary Kiss Cliff. And Natasha, Julie, do you want to give us a Mary Kiss Cliff?
You just asked me to do something on the fly.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
What?
Is that hurting you? Okay,
yeah.
Natasha, you do it.
Okay, Jace Whalen, since his name came up so many times. Max Medina.
Jess Mariano.
No.
Why not?
Because I want it to be Heathcliff by Jacob Elordi.
Yeah!
Fine, that's a good one.
That was a very viscous movie. It was a very moist movie, and my hot take is I loved it.
I want to watch it. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh my God, I came home and posted on my Instagram stories. I was like, this movie is my new personality. And then everyone I know was like, Julie, don't say this on the internet.
We didn't talk about Jess today.
I know.
Wait. Okay, so it's Jace Whalen.
Yes.
Heathcliff.
Yes.
But Jake Bellorti.
Yes.
And then Max Medina.
Okay,
but I feel like I just gave an easy
we're
out.
We're cliffing Max Medina. Yeah, that's an easy one.
No, okay.
What
Jace,
about?
Edward, Heathcliff.
We could also do, like, my dream casting of Heathcliff, and we could do, like, three different Heathcliffs.
I thought you didn't want to do this on the fly.
Okay. I was just brainstorming over here.
Hit us. What are your three dream Heathcliffs?
No, we already have it.
No. I want to hear it.
No, I
want to
hear it.
Okay. Dev, I can't remember.
Dev Patel.
Ooh, yes.
Jacob Elordi.
Okay.
And then I think that this man is an asshole because he left Bridgerton. But what's his face?
Oh,
one of Bridgerton.
John Page.
Okay.
Can I combine them all into one person?
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to marry Kiss Cliff? Who are you going to marry Kiss Cliff?
Okay, I'm going to cliff Reggie John Page because he left Bridgerton. And I just feel like your pants were too big for you.
That's upsetting.
It wasn't time yet. You got to know when it's your time, and it was not time to leave Shonda. This has nothing to do with Wuthering Heights. Anyways, so I would have had you audition. I'd have been like, Cliff, I'm so sorry. Mary Kiss. Is this like the clean version of...
Yeah, you fuck, Mary Kill.
Fuck, Mary Kill. Okay.
Yeah.
So then Mary would probably be Dev. That feels like a smart idea. And then Kiss would be Jacob Elordi. Mm. And by Kiss, I don't mean Kiss.
All right, Natasha.
Okay. I feel like, are they Heathcliff or are they?
They're them, I think, as Heathcliff. They're just dressed up as him. They're wearing the flowy outfit.
But it's but it's them, right?
Yeah, but it's them.
It's all of them lifting you up by the corset.
Yeah.
Which one of those men do you want you to lift you by the corset?
Wait.
Oh my God.
Okay, no, that's not actually the question. I'm sorry.
Wait, sorry. It's Jacob.
It's Jacob Elordi, Dev Patel.
And who's the other one? Oh, Regine.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I have to marry Jake Bellardi. And then I'm going to kiss Dev Patel.
Dev Patel.
And then I'm going to cliff Regine.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to cliff Regine too. It's very upsetting about Bridgerton. Yeah. I want them to come back.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the Tuscany movie.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Is it good? Have you guys seen it? Okay.
Nice. And I'm going to marry Dev, I think. And kiss Jacob Elordi as well. Yeah. Jacob Elordi is so tall.
Yeah.
That man is like 6'6", 6'7".
My favorite thing is pictures of him walking next to security guards who are like just
it's crazy.
So much smaller. Like who's security guard? I love it.
All right.
That and security guards chasing after Paris Hilton. Okay.
Oh my God, I love those videos.
I know.
They're from Coachella. Okay, well, thank you all so much for coming to our panel today.
Thank you.
We hope you had fun. We're those 14 fangirls. Again, we release episodes every single Friday. My name's Christine.
I'm Natasha.
Oh, and I'm Julie.
And we'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on Spin Quest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.